Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're going to talk about the LG Wash Tower, which has been a really popular set of laundry. And really just to kind of set it up, what is the Wash Tower? The Wash Tower is essentially that kind of one piece, unitized washer and dryer stacked together all in one. So you're buying one set, it's one thing, it has the washer, it has the dryer, it's all one unitized set. We'll get into why people do that, why it's important, things like that. The Wash Tower in general has a few different options. Most importantly, I think the first thing you got to decide is they have two options on how this is going to dry. They do a traditional vented, where it's vented to the outside of your home, which 99% of you have at this point. And then they do a heat pump where there is no vent to the outside of the house. It's all contained within itself using an efficient heat pump technology to help dry the clothes. In general, just when you're comparing vented versus heat pump, I think today, for most people, vented is still the way to go. Vented will definitely be a faster drying. You probably already have that anyway. So if it's something that you're replacing your laundry, you're just, again, looking to get a new washer, new dryer, I think sticking with what you have there, and if you have vented, it's definitely the way to go. It's going to be faster, and it's just going to be something that I think overall is going to benefit most people today. In the future, we'll see where that goes. So why would you do heat pump? So there's a couple reasons why heat pump is popular and becoming more popular as time passes. One is the efficiency of it. You know, you're not venting to the outside. It's all lower, it's a lower temperature. It's gonna heat using less electricity, and it's just a more energy efficient way of drying. Also, you know, you're not punching a hole in the side of your house as well to allow that air to kind of come in. So LEED certifications, a lot of newer homes where they're trying to be super energy efficient, you'll see that they don't want to have holes cut. Big buildings, high rises, things like that, you know, it's all heat pump because they don't want holes in the side of the building. So that is a major reason why a lot of people will go with heat pump. Adding additional sets of laundry. So if you're already in a home and now you're looking, you know, maybe you have laundry in the basement or somewhere downstairs and you want to add it into the bedroom, it's a lot easier to add heat pump as a second set of laundry than it would be to have a vented set. Because at that point, with heat pump, really all you have to do is you got to put it somewhere that obviously has a water connection. And of course, you got to make sure you have the ability to drain that washer as well. But you don't have to worry about putting a hole, bending it somewhere. So it makes it a little bit easier when you're adding that kind of second set of laundry as well. So now kind of that's just kind of the overarching about vented versus heat pump, which you can get in pretty much most series here with LG Wash Towers. Talk to me a little bit about the Wash Tower in general, and like why a Wash Tower?
Yeah, I think there could be, I'll say 2.5 reasons why most people would consider a Wash Tower. One would be, I think the main one is that stacking laundry gives you more space. So a lot of times you might have today an existing set of laundry and not enough, no one has enough storage in their house or a spot to maybe put linens or stack linens, or, you know, you're just looking for more closet or storage space. I think the Wash Tower actually gives you that ability to maximize a pre-existing space and or do more with a space because it's one on top of the other. It's not side by side. So now you pick up some maybe additional storage or something else you could do within. I think that's one. I think number two is for folks that, you know, maybe shorter in height. You know, traditionally we stack laundry. And when we stack laundry, a lot of times the controls today are really, really high, way up in the air. And when it's up in the air, most folks aren't 6 foot, you know, they're somewhere in between. And if you're not super tall, that can really get challenging to see those controls. So the Wash Tower put the controls right at your waist level, kind of right in the middle of the machine, and really easy to see what's going on. So we like it for a lot of folks like the convenience of it.
Yeah, and that also makes just the overall unit a little bit shorter too, because as opposed to having two sets of controls, you kind of have that one set of control in the middle.
There. Great point, yeah, absolutely, it does. And then finally, I'll say the 2.5. I said there was a half. I think the other half could be the fact that, you know, you don't aesthetically, we say it's part of it, and it's a very clean looking unit. It's nice. So if you have it exposed in spaces, it's less clunky and not as many gaps. It's just one unified clean body, which really like, you know, people seem to like the aesthetic value of
Absolutely.
It. It's nice looking.
Yeah, so and that's really, you know, obviously the biggest reasons of why that's been so popular for us. Now, they do have it in kind of a few versions. They have kind of your standard LG. And then with LG, we know their studio line as well. Now, in that studio line, they also have a version of the Wash Tower. So within that studio line, you know, really a couple features that you're going to get that you don't get in that LG line. One, color, you know, you can get it in stainless steel that you're not going to get in the standard LG. The LG series, you really have white and a black option. Go to studio, they give you that kind of nice stainless steel look there as well. It's a little bit bigger, so you get a little bit deeper, but also a little bit more capacity. Maybe not a ton of capacity, but definitely going to be a little bit bigger there. And you're also going to have a little bit of a better automatic detergent dispenser there as well. Now, really within all of them as well, one thing that we kind of haven't really talked about too is the apps and the technology built into these. So they have, LG uses something kind of across their appliances, something called the ThinQ app. Now, where does that kind of, how does that fit in with the wash towers?
Yeah, I mean, the ThinQ app is a great app, and it's throughout most of their products now. Mm-hmm. And ThinQ really gives you the ability to customize. Mm-hmm. So, you know, laundry is personal. People have very, so if you had a very specific way you want to heat or cool, the app can allow you to do that. Do the basics, like tell you how much time's left. If you're about to go to bed and you want to see, hey, do I go down and turn that laundry over, or how much time's left to do it? Give you the ability to start and stop it remotely. You know, those are kind of the basic features. It allows pushes of updates. So, you know, they'll constantly come out with new cycles, and that allows the machine and your app to talk to get updates too. So I kind of like that. And then LG has really taken a proactive step with this Wi-Fi connected appliances, and they're really going into the diagnostics. So on a service side of it, it can give you pushes to let you know, hey, it's time to clean out the vent in your dryer.
Yeah. There's,
clean out the trap that's in there. Maybe there's sometimes coins and things like that to build up. Time to put your washer into a clean cycle, you know? And then moreover, it's breaking or about to break. They're noticing fluctuations in actually its performance. They will actually notify you and notify us.
Yeah, that's great.
And we could actually pre-order the part and fix it before it breaks. So the proactive nature of it is really, really something that ThinQ gives you.
Yeah, that's great. And like a lot of that new technology that continues to grow, like we said, like the heat pump, the apps, like these things continue to get better and better for sure. So I think that's everything with that LG wash tower. There's definitely a few options to consider if you're looking there. And hope you like the episode.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.